Chapter 8. Words of encouragement from Master, because vegan diet brings a holy and protective atmosphere. A loving atmosphere into our planet, into our surroundings. And that energy will protect us. This is something maybe we cannot prove, but it's very logical. Whatever we do affects us. So being vegan, meaning compassion for animals. And bear in mind already that we want to save the planet by being vegan. That means very compassionate, because we want to save the planet. How many billions of trillions of beings on this planet? Including man and animal. Therefore, if we have this idea in our head, we are very compassionate. And being that compassionate, the energy around you is great. And very, very benevolent to all that surrounds you. And if everyone on the planet had such a benevolent energy surrounding them, then the planet became heaven again. And it's not only saved, it will become much better than now. More beautiful, more abundant. And everything, every wish will come true. My goodness. I wish everybody understands what I'm talking about. Thank you. You see, energy is something we cannot prove, but we can feel it. For example, suppose you have a loving partner with you, who day in, day out together, and one day you argue. That day, even though you don't talk to each other, or you don't throw books at each other, you feel terrible. Because the energy in the house is not peaceful, is not loving, is not harmonious and cooperative. So that is the thing about energy. Although we cannot prove it. Maybe we could. Scientists have discovered many things about human energy. When somebody is angry, they can feel the energy going in a low direction. And when you are happy, they can measure the energy. More benevolent and more beneficial. So, the energy that we create by loving animals and by wanting to save the planet is immense, and it's going to affect you and everyone around it. So, logically speaking, vegan diet is the protection that we need. We need this protective energy. Have big love. Big, big, big. The bigger, the better. Love all that you see around you. We have nothing to lose. Just replace that piece of animal's dead carcass instead with tasty, healthy plant-made protein of all types. Be vegan, make peace. That's all we have to do. And love. Love as much as you want. Just don't make war. Thank you so much. God bless us all. We are compassion. We are merciful. We are caring. So we just have been cheated. We have been misinformed up to now. So we did not know it. Being vegan worldwide is the advancement of compassion that will uplift and unify all cultures, bringing tranquility to humans and animals alike. The inner peace that comes from replacing killing with respect for all life will spread like a wave across the globe. Elevate human hearts, and create a harmonious Eden on Earth. That will bring us all to a lasting golden era. Our nature is love and compassion, as the Buddha has taught us. We have been misled life after life by our own ignorance, and the darkness of this realm has imposed pressure upon us that we forget even more. So, never have I blamed humans for forgetting to love themselves, the animals, or forgetting what they really are. That is, love. Humans are love incarnate. But it is time to remember again, or else we face extinction by our own hands. One way to start to love animals is to understand what they experience. Go watch a slaughterhouse. Go watch a killing of a goat. A horse or a sheep or chicken. A pig, or watch it on television. or a video to know the true horror, fear, anguish that is behind. The nicely packaged piece of flesh. If a person knows the truth about the hellish terror that these animals feel, it would be hard to swallow that piece of their flesh. You ask, how can we improve our loving quality? I call it LQ. Humans, we have many Qs, IQ, LQ, GQ, God quality also. Animals and humans both have this loving quality, LQ. And fortunately, humans are more privileged because we can improve our loving quality and exercising the love, like a muscle. So without changing our normal schedule at all, we can just flex and develop our love muscles at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No need exercise. Be veg to show love as well. To your family, your pets, your friends, and your enemies. And extend this love to all the world's co-inhabitants at large. Even to the trees, the plants, the flowers, the stones, the pebbles. Just being vegan alone. Automatically, after a few days or a few weeks, you'll feel something change in you. Your own loving nature will flow effortlessly like a spring. Spring of love. You will be more able to receive the love and blessing from the sun, the moon, the stars, from all of nature and our co-inhabitants. And the animals will suddenly, truly look like friends and neighbors. So beautiful, friendly, intelligent, and loving. Then it's very easy for you to love them, and extremely difficult to ever dream of harming them again, even indirectly, or consuming their suffering flesh.